You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Simeon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. To those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here ends the reading. Many Lutherans are not really aware that we have a calendar of lesser festivals and commemorations which bring to mind saints and godly men and women who throughout history have struggled to live lives of commitment and faith. The Augsburg Confession, 1530, the chief confessional document of Lutheranism, states in Article 21, "It is also taught among us that saints should be kept in remembrance, so that our faith may be strengthened when we see what grace they received and how they were sustained by faith. Moreover, their good works are to be an example for us, each of us in his own calling." Today, we commemorate two such persons, remembered as renewers of the church. John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila were contemporaries in Spain who both sought necessary reform and renewal of the church, desiring a return to prayer, meditation, and humble spirituality. John died during the night of December 13, 1491, and Teresa died October 4, 1582. Our reading for today brings to mind that we have received a faith of equal standing with Peter and the saints by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peter writes, "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." The apostle goes on to highlight this life and godliness, saying, "Make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love." These are the marks of the disciple and follower of Jesus, as we live in joyful anticipation of the coming again of our Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, give us faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, affection, and love. Amen. A suggested Advent action for today: send a note of thanks to a saint in your life who has strengthened you by the example of their faith love, and service.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.